It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
Have you ever had a fried turkey? It is so yummy with crispy, flavorful skin and super juicy meat. I asked Ernie Meller, pitmaster of Hog Wild Real Memphis Barbecue, to share some tips on how to fry a turkey. He fries over 100 every Thanksgiving for his customers. First, what size bird to use?
If you're going to fry a turkey at home, do not fry a tom turkey. Go for the hen, 12 to 14 pound average.
Make sure your turkey is completely thawed.
You want to allow about 2 days to thaw that bird out in the refrigerator. It takes a lot longer than you think. You want to make sure that bird is completely thawed before you even think about putting it in the fryer.
I run mine under warm water for a minute to make sure that all the ice crystals in the cavity are completely melted. Dry your turkey. Pat your turkey dry, inside and out, with paper towels before putting it in the fryer. This will remove any excess moisture that could cause the grease to splatter. What about flavor?
So a simple injection with a fried turkey is orange juice with some garlic powder. You can get crazy and inject butter with some other herbs and spices in there.
A dry rub on the exterior also adds flavor. Use your favorite dry rub. I use a spicy Cajun one. Or simply chop garlic, salt, and pepper. And how long to fry your turkey?
3.5 minutes per pound.
That's at a temperature of about 350 degrees. That means you'll have a mouth-watering turkey in less than an hour. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Happy Thanksgiving!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org.